B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest. 5K a day free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
This hour's keyword, hero. H-E-R-O, hero.
Ben Simmons is my hero.
I know, I was going to leave that alone. Enter the keyword hero, the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting hero to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. We'll call you if you randomly select you and win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword hero on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com or by texting hero to 45911 by 11:15 a.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code QB500. So, of course, the poll's the Ben Simmons. In or out. Make a pact. And again, you could be in. Just, you can't be fixated on, you shoot and rip the kid every 5 minutes. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. So let me, real quick, I was in Wawa today getting a cup of coffee. And, you know, you meet all these great people, right? Met a nice guy. We're talking, you know, station, love station. Does this make you, because I got uncomfortable. So he starts talking about the Mikey Miss show, and he brings up Natalie.
Oh, of course.
And he brings up, he starts going on and on and on about how pretty Natalie is. Now, he's an older gentleman. And I was like, all right, dude, like, I love you. You're a cool dude, but I don't want to talk about Natalie.
Yeah, no, I've gotten that.
You know what I mean?
I've gotten the, oh, yeah, what's her number?
Yeah, like
no, I don't really, dude? Really?
Like, nah, you know, listen, let Natalie be. Pop, pop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you went pop, pop on him.
No, I don't mean it in a bad, I mean it in a good way. Like, just let Natalie be. I don't, I'm getting my coffee. You want to talk about the Tunis? I'll talk about the Tunis. Mikey Miss, I'm in on Mikey Miss. I don't want to talk about Natalie, how you find Natalie attractive.
You want to talk about her in a professional level?
Yes.
Yes.
But he said, I was watching the TV and I got turned on.
What?
No, yes.
I'm out.
So I got out on the conversation.
Did you give him a yo, dude?
No, because he's a nice worthy guy. But like,
nah, it's yo, dude worthy.
Because even he was like, well, I shouldn't. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, nice guy, but still
and
creep.
I was, you know.
You're a creep if you do. If you drop that, you're a creep.
I got turned on during the Mikey Miss show.
Now, that's creep level. I don't care how nice you are, you're a creep.
You know.
And if you're listening, sir, I'm sorry, but you're a creep.
You know. This, you get
put point. Some lead in your pencil.
Yeah, now I'm out. Now there, I'm out. We do. We're the king of the grouses, aren't we?
Oof. Grousers and ball breakers.
Yeah.
It's Philly.
Yeah.
Love it.
It should be, like, Philly Twitter should be its own entity. You know, people think they get that there's hate in, like, Chicago. There's no, that's not, see, Chicago Twitter's not hate, you know. That doesn't hold a candle.
Minnesota.
Yeah, well.
Vikings fans. Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron in West Philly. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Ant?
What's up, brother?
Guys?
Man, I kind of don't agree with, I mean, I seen what Andrew was saying about, you know, if Embiid playing that, you know, Ben ain't playing like he should be playing. Okay. I don't get it because he knows what he's doing, man. I love this boy, man, because he know how to play basketball. He just try to get Embiid involved more than Embiid wants to get involved with the game. And he takes himself out the game because he's trying to get Embiid into the game. And then you see him when Embiid's not in the game that he can do the things that he can do. I believe he got to look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm going to go back in the day and Magic Johnson because he was a big guard and Kareem clogged up the middle. What? He couldn't even shoot a jumper, but Magic knew how to work that thing. And I think that's all Ben needs to learn how to do when he's in the game because Embiid don't always take it down low. He don't always take it.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, I mean,
he's out somewhere,
and he should be because he's talented enough facing the basket. He can actually shoot.
And the poor, the way he plays, we got to accept the way he plays, man. He's a point forward. He can go down low and destroy people. We should understand that at the. See, what happened, Ant, is that, you know, the jump shot and everything, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson,
yes.
Did they ever argue about saying, oh, he's shooting too much and he's doing this too much and all this whole crap, right? So we kind of do a thing in saying that, let's put these people together. Let's put Embiid and Ben Simmons against each other. But you never seen that with Klay Thompson. You never seen that with...
Well, they do
the same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ben kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a little different, those two, because they're... You could spread the floor on either side of the floor, right? So, theoretically, if you have shooters, they space, right? So, you have one on one side, one on the other side. Look, I understand why people say, you know, you got three bigs. But that was the point of bully ball, right? I mean, and great stuff, Aaron. To me, that was the whole point of bully ball and going big. If your point guard is 6'10", like Simmons, then you're automatically going to be built differently. And right away, you want to rush that it's a failure. You know, that's the point of the regular season is to get the kinks out. And there are times when it's going to look a little ugly. And it has. But when you have that kind of advantage, like no team has their length. How is that a bad thing? I still don't know how it's a bad thing. If you know intellectually that the game changes and you become a better playoff team, because your reason why we say, you're built for 16. Why? Because the regular season is different than the playoffs. You play defense in the regular season. And in playoffs, you play defense. Right or wrong?
Right. And that's why we talk about it. Doesn't get talked about enough. I know you talk about it. Having Josh Richardson is just such a huge improvement from J.J. Redick last year. Of course, you lose a three-point shooting in J.J. Redick. This is not me bashing the fraud of the human being that he is. But having Josh Richardson defensively now you have five good defenders, willing defenders, and then Embiid is obviously an elite defense, elite five on the defensive side. Ben Simmons is an elite defender. Josh Richardson is above average, in my opinion. Tobias Harris, willing. And Al Horford is a good defender. I mean, he's smart. He's a veteran. Like, that's your starting five. Should be one of the best defensive teams in the NBA.
Well, that's it. That's the whole point. And you're taller than there. Your length is incredible. And then you add Matisse to the mix.
Oh, he was all over the place yesterday.
Right. You know, I mean, that's swarm bully ball lockdown.
How often do we love a game where someone only scored 3 points? And that was Matisse Thybulle yesterday. Like, I loved everything that Thybulle did yesterday.
So how come the fan base loves that out of Matisse?
I don't know.
But they gush over Matisse's defense.
Right.
And Simmons is a better defensive player, and they slough off that. Explain to me that.
We're not paying Matisse max money. Ben getting paid. He should go out there and shoot.
It's a part of his game that gets no love. And he's a top five defender in the league. Mm-hmm. Provolone Joe on Attack Sport. If it wasn't for the tank years, would fans be more patient with Ben?
Of course.
Yeah, but Ben is a result. Like,
yes.
You did that to get a Ben Simmons and a Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you weren't going to get them, but I get what he's saying. Like, I think people expected a championship in year one post-process. So they expected Ben Simmons to be
averaging
30 and 10.
Well, they also know in this league, early 20-somethings don't win championships. Not as is.
Right.
You got to surround, and they have to mature.
One of the youngest stars to win in this league currently was Kawhi Leonard, and that's because he had Tim Duncan,
right.
Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili.
Correctamundo. You keep your house at 62 degrees?
Yeah, well, I'm alone, which is this weekend. It'll be 62 degrees in my house.
62 degrees?
Yeah. What do you do? You throw on a hoodie. The only thing I don't like is the cold socks. So I go the double pair of socks sometimes.
62? The cold feet, sorry. That's crazy. Why?
I enjoy it.
What do you enjoy about being cold inside?
I don't know. It's going to be cold outside.
You should be, you could live in an igloo.
During the summer, I don't put the air down to 62 because then my electric bill will be through the roof.
Yeah, well, nobody does. Nobody would put it at 62.
I'm sure there are people that do that. But my heating bill is not high, and I'm comfortable.
You're psycho.
Got to go up to 65 when the wife's around, though.
65?
Yeah.
That's it? You're lucky. All the great seats. Most women like it at 78. Like my wife, she likes it at 78.
That's a huge loss.
It's too hot. Like, I just want it at 70. 69. 70. Nice. All the great teams have a go-to guy, right? When it comes to great tomato pie, my friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys, you know, those football game mornings. You go over to Corpoli's and get the fine tomato pie. You smell it in the oven. Incredible tomatoes, the fresh basil. Since 1924, the Corpoli's family, well, they've dedicated their lives to serving the highest quality tomato pies. So the beauty of a tomato pie is it's served great three ways. Cold, like the Tunis, like the seal. You are a seal, you know that.
I'm okay with that.
You are. The seals eat the tomato pie, though. You wear warm, room temperature, you name it, it's the greatest. They got four locations, Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, and Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Your guests will be talking about how good the food was. Perfect for any gathering. Desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. The great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli are my go-to guys. See more at corpolisbakery.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you kidding me?
Letter o'clock hour. Brought to you by Golden Nugget Jeweler, where Philly gets engaged. We got Seal. Seal Tunis. Somebody tweeted you, right?
Yeah, that's great. Somebody tweeted me late last week. Tunis. What up, Seal Tunis?
See, that or your Poppers Penguins?
I don't want to be a penguin, especially tonight. I can't be a penguin today.
Oh, that's right.
You know, they're playing Pittsburgh.
We're going to make a pact, man. At some point, I want to get into this today. Are the Flyers back? And let's make a pact
to
be in on this game.
I'm so fired up. Anyways, Mike Nirenberg tweets in response to the quote that I put out that you said early in the show when you started the show about Ben Simmons and the validation and whatnot. And he goes, again, the issue isn't his talent. Is he going to be this guy when Joel comes back? Can they coexist at an elite level? And then Dan responds to him saying, can Joel run up and down the court 90% of the time? Because if he can't, then the answer is no. They cannot coexist. All of a sudden, that seems to be a conversation that people are having on Twitter.
That's the most, that's so dumb. Just forgive me. If he can't run up and down the floor, the idea of him in a set offense when they're not running is that he can play up tight. You don't have to go down low every time. And when they do run, it's okay. He catches a breath down. Come on. You just got to figure out the game. It's driving me insane. Now the whole story is going to be that these two can't play together. Come on.
You wait, watch. They're his first
Give
game
me a
back.
Flipping break. Oh, you're right.
If they lose his first game back.
You guys don't know what the flip you're talking about. I'm sorry. Oh, he can't run up and down the floor. Oh, it's driving me nuts. I'm having a conversation with my buddy Anthony on the on Twitter, and he's telling me, well, the other side is that it's better if you have, you know, like, say, the Joker and Jamal Murray. Nobody's saying bully ball is the answer. I'm going, yeah, but here's the deal. They are unique. They're unique. When you have a 6'10 point guard and a 6'10, like, unicorn guy that can play everywhere and he's a point guard, well, what does that say? That you're automatically different. So when you start a team with Embiid and Simmons, you're different. You can make it work. Why can't you make it work?
You thought coming in here today you'd have a nice day.
I don't like, understand it. I don't understand it. And look, I'm not calling a Magic Johnson, but did Magic and Kareem work?
Yes, they did.
And Magic didn't develop a shot until later in his career. I'm sorry. I missed Jabbar on the break. Because he was down the other end catching his breath when Magic was leading the break on Michael Cooper and James Worthy.
That's great.
I mean, I don't care. And by the way, you know, we know he's got fatigue issues and he's got a shallow gas tank. It's all right. It works.
Here, let this cheer you up. Make you feel any better? Does that bring a smile to your face?
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
You know why? Because I don't know why we need to pick at this team like it's a scab. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sammy.
What's up, cuz? How we doing?
You know, and we're still picking. There's no picking at this team like it's a scab on your knee.
I know. Half these people would rather have Eric Snow running the point than Ben.
Drew Holiday. You know, if I hear Drew Holiday, these teams, guys who put up numbers on bad teams.
I know.
God forbid.
Jacking up 23s a game and making like five of them. It's ridiculous. Listen, I'm bringing some positivity, okay? I haven't called in since the day after the Pacers game when I was a little down, and I told you I needed to see a couple things. I wanted to see four straight wins against teams that you should beat, and I wanted to see Tobias Harris step up a little bit. And it was like the next night, that first Nets game, we got to go back a couple games, Tobias scoring 34, taking over the fourth. My man hits a big shot in the Garden, probably something he's dreamed of his entire life. And then, I mean, obviously, the main course has been Ben Simmons over the past four games. He has been electric, dominant. I mean, I don't know how people can watch a game like yesterday and see nothing but a bright future for this kid. It blows my mind. I really can't see it.
I can't either. I can't either.
I mean, that little stretch when Brett threw him in at the five, and all of a sudden that lead that they had
just evaporated. And they were just running that team up and down the floor. And it was like, I was like, that's what this kid can do that nobody else can do.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. You know, when you bring that up, Sammy, then the other people bring up, well, see, you can't do that if Embiid's there.
Yeah. Well, listen, anyone who that your basketball team is better without Joel Embiid isn't worth having a basketball
team. I mean, like, seriously, these people, who's running polls? Are they better off trade this guy or trade this guy? Like, what are you talking about?
We just started the second half of the season.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand. I'm losing my mind, Sam.
I hear you, bro. I hear you, man. Listen, real quick, though, I want to say one more thing.
Sure.
And listen, I'm not out here saying that he's going to be a future star in this league, but Furkan Korkmaz is an NBA player. And I hear a lot of, he stinks, he sucks, he's never going to be a player, he's terrible at defense. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have moments where those thoughts go through my head, but I don't have that nauseous sort of uneasy feeling when that dude checks into the game anymore.
See, here's a problem. Here's my only problem, right? Like, you're correct. We say he's an NBA player. What I don't know is, or what I believe, and I don't want to believe this, and I like to be thought, I like to think otherwise, or be shown otherwise, is that he's an NBA player on a bad team, and you get exposed in the playoffs.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and you very well could be right, but...
Like, I think you need to upgrade, put it this way, I think you need to upgrade Korkmaz for the playoffs.
And I think that's fair, but I don't think saying he sucks,
I'm not killing the kid. I'm not. I just think and he's giving some good games. The other night he got fired. When Brett was trying to grow a bomber, he envisions like that. Like, you're playing a regular season game, you need somebody to get hot. All of a sudden, look, he was on fire that night, Friday night. Yeah.
And, like, you know, listen, I'm not trying to argue with you or anything.
I'm not either. Same with you. I'm not all right. I'm just saying, I just think playoff time and great stuff, Sammy, that you need to upgrade that. I think you need to upgrade it. You got to get, like, you know, that's why I like this. You know, I've been talking about Derrick Rose for a while, and I would love Derrick Rose. You know, or JJ, if we're going to bring him back. But, like, Derrick Rose, to me, would be the perfect fit. Jay in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay! What's up, hater?
Why I got to be all that?
Because you are. You're a hater.
I ain't a hater.
I love you. You're my man. But you a hater.
Because I want the bowl to be good, man. You remember draft time, I was arguing with you about Ingram. About him and Ingram.
Yeah, and I still think you're out of your mind. Yeah, I saw game 39 the other night.
No, cuz I'm just saying as far as fits.
Forget the fits. Cuz
he had a great game, but what was that, Brooklyn, Chicago?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He didn't do it against anybody. Just keep hating, baby. Luka can't guard. I love Luka. Luka's a great player, but Luka's not guarding.
No, cuz I don't even care if you make the shot. Just take it. But
you're disinvited to the parade.
No, what you were saying earlier, though, is what make me mad. Why, like, Brett Brown can't see it. Put him on the opposite end of the floor in the fourth quarter. Because my thing was, Joe was getting all that heat for fourth quarter turnovers, and it was Ben's guy. But, like you said, he did what he was supposed to do yesterday. But I want to see Thursday morning.
Can I ask you a question? Because you're a king of this. All right. Why? And I love you. You know, don't misconstrue any of this, because we can argue to the death, and I love you, all right? But what is it? Why can't you just let it grow organically? Why can't you just admit that hold on. You're not listening to me.
All right.
It's a real question. Why can't you just admit you've seen growth in his game. I'm not telling you he's the finished product, but you want to go, well, do it against this. He's show growth in the game. That's all.
Look, I'm actually happy the way he's playing defense. He's taking interest in that. I never thought he would be that. He actually locked up. He tried. I'm still mad at him about letting up on Kawhi on that on the bounce shot. But you, because you know he got to show it. He got to show it. Just take that shot, because you know that. You know he got to do it. But you think Brett going to involve the offense to put the ball in Tobias' hand in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think
that dude should be throwing the entry pass.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of that. I think Tobias definitely down the stretch will have the ball in his hands.
Because I think he let a lot of stuff go because of nepotism. I think he get away with a lot of stuff because of that.
Now, why would you say that, nepotism?
Because of Dave Summers. He coached his time. He knew him since he was little, man.
No, but there's not nepotism. You're crazy. Like, the stuff that you guys think about is befuddling to me.
Didn't the coach ask him to take a shot?
Listen to me. All right? Did you just learn the NBA? I'm going to tell you something. No, listen to me. Yeah. What coach in the NBA, like, it cracks me up when I hear, you just say, sit down, you're not playing. This NBA, it doesn't work like that. It's not, you know, Harvard College basketball.
No, I know that. I know Brett.
It's not Penn. It's not where the coach, the players go, yes, coach, whatever you say, coach. They are all mini brands, and they all have more power than the coach.
Because you tell me he a point guard. Point guard is born, right? And all that.
Point guards
are born, right?
Yeah, he's not. I'm sorry. He's not a born facilitator.
He liked to pass first.
That's a point guard. Point guard. Combo guards aren't born. Point guards are unselfish.
Andre Miller's a point guard as far as knowing when to get a guy's shots and all that. That's what I'm saying with him, because he's still.
You're such a hater. I can't take it, man. I gotta go. Get out. I can't take it. Andre Miller. He can't facilitate? This kid doesn't facilitate? What is it? Tell me why did they hate him?
I don't know. But
why did they hate him?
I did some quick math.
But wait, real quick, before you get me the math. What did they got against him? What's Jay got against him? Jay defends McNabb. All right.
Yes, he does.
He's a guy who defends Donovan McNabb. All right. Who never improved. His game didn't evolve. That was his problem. Is that he never evolved as a quarterback.
I wonder if.
Why? But you hate Simmons.
I wonder if Sixers fans like Jay or like other people who hate Ben Simmons actually feel like if they challenged him to a 3-point shooting contest, if they'd win. Because I think that's part of it. I'm serious. They probably go, I bet I can beat him in a 3-point contest. I swear they would think that. Now, since that game where the Cleveland game where he hit the three and then Brett Brown had the infamous challenge for a 3-point shot every single game.
People took him literally. He wasn't really being literal, but whatever.
But it's been 21 games. In that 21-game span, Ben Simmons, point-wise, is averaging 17.7 points per game. That's still pretty good. But people keep on with, he hasn't been shooting, even though Brett challenged him to.
See, here's what we also don't understand, is that you expect Brett Brown to go, you're not going to shoot, I'm taking you out of the game.
Yeah, and then they lose.
Well, not only did they lose, but then there's an issue, right? Like, you can't be, you're not, there's the hard ass, it doesn't exist anymore. Like, that doesn't exist. The hard ass coach. Sit down. You know, like that guy, you know. I mean, even Pete Bell wasn't like that. Blue chips.
Love Pete Bell.
Neon. You gotta set the screen here, Neon. And then you roll, big fella.
And before you know it, Shaq was the best player in college.
He was.
without knowing a lick about basketball,
Penny,
apparently.
Penny was homesick, though.
Yes.
Hey, coach, my mom got to give back her house. I don't know anything about any of this deal. You got to go talk to Happy. It's done a while. I love
it. It's a great movie.
And I'll watch it every March.
Yep.
Every March. Every March, I'll watch it.
We're getting close, by the way.
You know what? I gotta be honest with you.
I read you the top 25 2 weeks ago. Or no, the Joe Lunardi bracketology 2 weeks ago, and you weren't that into it 2 weeks ago.
I have to come clean. I've kind of strayed. I don't know what it is. You know, the minute it tip off college, I'm in. But I have not. I don't know. It's too busy.
Oh, yeah. You got a couple things on your plate.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, a couple things on the plate, the
Something
side plate.
To give. You know, we're focused, that, by the way, on the NBA every night. We always were, but, you know.
That's hyper-focused now.
Back. Right. All right.
I'll be heading down to the barn tonight.
I smell a win tonight. I smell a rousing win tonight. I could see him tonight, man. Can't you?
Yeah, and I broke my, I had a losing streak of like 5 or 6 games going to earlier in the season, but they won when I was there, so.
Oh, good.
Now the streak is snapped. Hopefully they get back to their winning ways.
So you're going down tonight?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can't wait.
I love those. I love those games.
7:30 puck drop.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. All right. Hey, by the way, welcome back, Jason, on the Flyers the pregame show. Very excited for that.
And there's a Fanatic Flyers Weekly tonight, 6 o'clock.
And Jason's got it, yep. So make sure you're listening at 6 o'clock. Hey, what comes to mind when you think about Corona? Well, it's a game, you need a beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
A refreshing beer. When you think Corona, you think about chilling on the beach. Resort somewhere, say, in the islands. Keep those thoughts, because they're good ones. I try to keep those thoughts when Jay calls. But don't stop there. You've heard their tagline. It's called Find Your Beach, right? And for some, that could be watching a Sixers game at the Wells Fargo Center with your buddies. And that's like me. Like, you and I. That's our beach, watching the Sixers, when Ben plays like that.
And tonight it's going to be hard, skating on sand.
Of course, there's a hurricane, we got to talk about it. As a proud sponsor of the Sixers, our friends at Corona have partnered up with 97.5TheFanatic.com to host a series of pregame live broadcasts from different locations throughout the area. Each one of these broadcasts, we give away great prizes like Sixers tickets, Corona, and Sixers branded merchandise like zip-ups and koozies and beanies, and a chance to win a great trip to San Francisco to see the Sixers play the Warriors. Tomorrow night is the last chance for you to win that trip. Join Devon Givens, D-Lineham, at Kildare's in Westchester from 6 to 7 before the Sixers take on Toronto for the Fanatic Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. For details, go to the events page on 97.5thefanatic.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
Yeah, 11:52. Hanging out. Cold today, baby. This is your weather, Tunis.
Walked out back, let the dog out in the shorts.
You weirdo.
It was nice.
Oh.
Like, don't get me wrong, the wind, like, it hurts my hands because of how cold it is with the wind, but, you know, taking that deep breath of fresh, cold air.
I like your question, are the Flyers back? Actually, it was a statement.
If it wasn't such a Sixers day.
Yeah.
Like, if they win tonight, the Flyers.
Well, we should. Listen, even if they win, I mean, the fact is, I know I want to watch it. They're a fun watch. I think the Flyers are back.
I said to you before the show, and you're the lord of the 4-for-4. This, if you're a 4-for-4 fan, now you can make the judgment, not me, but if you're a 4-for-4 fan, you have to be in tonight, right?
Yeah, definitely.
This is
Flyers Penguins. First of all, it's a great rivalry. They're back. It's perfect must see TV. It's a good week, man. We got Flyers Penguins and Sixers Lakers. How about the Celtics last night?
I was shocked.
All over them.
I was shocked.
AD came back too.
I thought AD was going to have a huge game because remember there was the trade rumors about Boston and he was adamant about not going to Boston. Remember, he said, if you trade me to Boston, I will go, but I will not re-sign.
Yeah.
So that's why they ultimately never made the trade for Anthony Davis. Now, the other thing is people were critical of LeBron James last night because he actually flew to see his son play. I forget where his son played.
Yeah, Bronny would play, yeah.
So he flew to wherever he was playing and then flew to Boston after the game. And now people were critical about that.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Come on.
Yes, here.
Stop. It's ridiculous. But again, this is the perils of the regular season.
Yeah, if this was game seven.
I mean.
No, you can't do that.
Anthony Davis comes back. He plays 23 minutes. He gets five fouls. He was in trouble, foul trouble. And they shot the ball well. Tatum was hot. He hit some threes. Kemba was, you know, had his typical game. But, you know, the reason why the Sixers beat them.
3-0 against them. And one of them was without Joe.
There's a reason why. The length bothers them. Bully ball. My man, the Ant-Man, on Twitter says people fear the bully, but they don't like bully ball. I guess my response is they don't really even play it that much. I mean, the fact is they're just built unique. They're a unique build. And right away, you want, well, instead of embracing that as an advantage, you want to trade one of them. What sense does that make? Before they even, you know, catch their stride and evolve into who they're going to be. Desmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dez?
Yo, cuz. What's
going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Long time, man.
Where you been?
Working, man. Right now, I got a cold. I'm trying to get over.
Good. Bad going around.
Yeah, man. But the Sixers is helping that out for sure.
Now, you got to work? You've been working? Did you get one day under the covers?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I got, I'm off today, so, you know, nice. I figured I'd call up and,
nice.
You know, yeah. Call my guys up.
Like it, Dez.
Yeah, man. Yo, I don't understand. Yo, it's been not the true definition of can't live with him, can't live without him.
Yeah, I just don't get it. But this is how we are.
Yeah.
We're goofy sometimes as a fan base.
Yeah.
We're goofy.
Yeah, man. And I can't stand the people talking about, I just want him to shoot. I don't care if he makes it up. Nah, because if he's missing and wasting possessions, they're going to crucify him even more. So he just needs to do what he does. And if it's there, take it. It's not, do what you do, man.
He went to the line 14 times yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
What more do you want, man? This man, as long as he's aggressive and granted, he does kill me with the driving and just stopping midway and passing it out. If it's there, it's there. But if you driving and not finishing and worrying about not making a foul shot, that's where I want him. I just want him to be, you know, mentally strong enough to go to the rack, get fouled, and shoot the
mid. It was funny. Like, remember, he missed his first two early.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't deter him. See, I guess my point is, just let him evolve, right? Just show a little patience.
My man is 23.
And, you know, we've seen his game improve. So just let it go. Just let it improve.
Yeah, just let it improve. Let him become the player he's going to become and do his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, Andrew, can you play that song for me, Drew?
Feel better, Dez. Feel better, buddy. Have you, you haven't been sick recently, have you?
A few weeks ago.
Did you? No, you didn't call out.
No, I don't call out.
Is there ever a day you get a... Every blue moon, I like the... Like, I need to do the covers day. Where you're sick and you just sleep all day.
See, I try to hold out for the weekend for that. But I'm also working weekends.
Yeah, well, we, you know... For what we do.
Yeah. I'm, you know, trying to think the last time... I had the non-diagnosed flu last year.
Right.
Where you go, oh, I have the flu. But you never really went to a doctor.
Right.
And you kind of think it's the flu because your fever was over 100 degrees.
Yeah, well, if you have fever.
You're sweating.
You got something.
And I came in here, and I'm pretty sure it was Tyrone was not happy with me. Because Tyrone doesn't want to get sick. Who does? And I think he went out.
You owe it to stay home and
yes.
Radio. Because otherwise, everybody gets sick and then... It's a mess of a place.
But I think I stayed in. Like I worked through it. But I'm pretty sure there may have been asked to work a double or something. I was like, listen, right. I can't do it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'll get this whole place infected.
Who's a bigger germaphobe, you or Ty?
Tyrone, because he'll clean the stuff in here. I was just out when you sipped my coffee.
I didn't sip your coffee. It was a cup of coffee. It was out.
It was my coffee. It was, yeah.
You know, I took a sip of it.
It was literally next to me on my desk. Yeah, it was my coffee. That's all right. I didn't drink out of it yet, so that's why I said, all right, it's all yours.
I didn't really care. I just wanted to look like a nice piping hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, it was. I had to go get another one, wait for it to cool down.
I was like, I'm in on that.
That's all yours. That's why, have you noticed, I've been drinking bringing my own mug in recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay away.
Yeah.